Now, the next major discussion over here is what happens if Issa falls in to something that he have both Minay and Enamine. What's the din? So, the Makor is the Rashba. The Gemara says by Rabbi Yehuda, the who holds Min Beminay is not butl even in 1,000, that if Issa falls into Minay and Enamine, which only needs 60, so we can say Salak is Minay Kamisha Enay. We can disregard the Minay, or She'ena Minay Rabba Lobba Mavatli. And the Eina Minay can be Mavatl the Minay, and therefore everything will be Mutter. Now, just explain a little bit more. It says in Tosfos and Tzvachim and Gimel Amud Aleph that when Rabbi Yehuda says that Min Beminay is not Potel even in 1,000, that's only Balach Balach, not by Yovish Beyovish. If you have pieces that get mixed up, Min Beminay, Rabbi Yehuda also agrees that it's Potel Be'Rov. It's only Balach Balach that it's not Potel even in 1,000. So the Rashba says that even though we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin min b'minay is batal b'rov midor b'isa, and lach b'lach, you need 60 only midor b'onon, we can still use Rabbi Yehuda's din, that if Iser falls into heter minay and enem minay, we can say we disregard the enem minay, and the minay is mevato the heter midor b'isa, and now we only need 60 midor b'onon, and now if it's nishbach, and we know there's roivim, we have a suffix. If there's 60, in such a case, we can make it because it's only a suffix to a bonon. That's the Rashba, brought by the Machaber. Now let's see the Taz Sif Katan Hay. Taz says, Mimisar B'minoi, so first he brings the Rashba, like we said, HaRashba Yolof Lo Mimaydam Rinon B'Gemora. The Rashba learns this then from the Gemara Menachos, the Rabbi Yehuda D'Isli, Min B'minoi Loi Botel. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Min B'minoi is not Botel, and the Sarav B'minoi V'Ena Minoi, if Isu gets mixed up in Minoi and Ena Minoi, Salak as Minoi Ki'ilu Enoi, we remove the Minoi as if it's not there, we look at the Minoi like it's not there, or She'ena Minoi Rabba Lobba U'mevatli, and the Ena Minoi is now Mevatel the Isu, since it's 60 in the Minoi, and therefore it's Mutter, even though there's Minoi. So the Rashba says, Hachanami, can't let it down, to the Hefechu. You say the opposite. The Min B'minoi kill Min HaTorah. That Min HaTorah, Min B'minoi, is more lenient than you, Min Taruvist B'ena Minoi. Then a Taruvist B'ena Minoi. Because Min B'minoi, we pass and you only need Roiv, Midar Raisa, even Balach Balach. And B'ena Minoi, we say Tamkiko Dar Raisa, and therefore you need 60. So, we have the opposite case. So in our case, the B'ena Minoi is stricter than the Minoi, but the Minoi can be Bavatal B'roiv. Okay, in this Arab b'minoi v'enaminoi, if Issa gets mixed up in minoi and enaminoi, salakas she'ena minoi ki'ilu enoi, we remove the enaminoi like it's not there, we look at the enaminoi like it's not there, or minoi rabba alav mavatli, and the minoi is mavatl the Issa, and therefore midor raisa it's mutter, even though there's enaminoi. V'ilu le nishbach, and therefore, if it would not have spilled, v'adayna teruvis lefaneinu, and we have the teruvis in front of us, we know how much there is, the food will still be astur abonon. He means abonon loy sagi b'roiv. Because means abonon, roiv is not enough. Since it's lach balach, the blios, which are coming out of the iser, are lach. And now, in order to mevatel that, and even though it is mino, we need 60 mido abonon if it's in front of us. Ela achshuv shenishbach, however, now that it's spilled, and we don't know if it's 60 or not, v'efshalano loymar, shohay shishim b'minoi neged ha'iser, that it's possible that the 60 in the Minoi against the Iser, against the Blios of Iser. So Rabbi Kivirga says that it's not exact. You don't need 60 in the Mino. You need 60 in the whole contents of the pot, both the Mino and the Ene Mino combined, to be Mavatal, the Blios of the Iser. So since it's possible that there's 60 in the pot against the Blios of the Iser, Azlina Lakula. You go Lakula, because it's a Suffolk, and therefore it's Mortar, since it's a Suffolk to a Bonon. Therefore we need that it should be clear to us that there's rove in the mino of heter against the iser. If it's a piece of meat, nevela meat, so we need to know for sure that there's rove pieces of heter meat. In order that there shouldn't be a chashis so deraisa. It's only mut over here, besafik, if we know for sure that there's rove. Since it's rov, then it's going to be mutter midor raisa, and since the blios are now midor bonon, because midor raisa it's bottle, and it's a Safek, and therefore it will be Mutter. But it's only if you have Rov in the pieces against the Isser. V'toilin loymar sheminai hayav Rov shekasev haTorah. This, that the Torah writes, toilin loymar, we assume that there was Rov in the Mino. We not assume, you have to know for sure. V'atirtu ha-Bisesev, the Bisesev answers Ayin Shum. So in the Gaul, he says over here, that the Bisesev doesn't have an answer, but the Bach has an answer. That we're toilin lahakal, it's not that we're toilin that there's Rov. That if there's Rov, we go lahakal. We make a, since it's a suffix, we do a bonnet. So, the Rashi is saying that he's learning out of Rabbi Yehuda, that in our case as well, in the opposite case of min b'mino v'ein amino, we look at the ein amino like it's not there, the amino is mevatel to midor araisa, now it's a suffix to a bonon if it spills, since 60 is only midor bonon, and therefore it's mutter. That's the Rashi. Now, the Taz brings the Mashal. V'ashal perukol abosis imemvov, kosov ala Rashi anal, the Mashal writes on the Rashi, shechel kolov, that he argues. V'zeloshenet, this is the words of the Mashal. Nearly, she'ein zed dimyon klal. There's no comparison at all. The bishleim ha'asom gabi min b'minoi b'gemora. That in the Gemara, that the problematic one is the min b'minoi. Ein by iser mitzad nesines tam. There's no problem of taste because there's certainly 60. The case is that there's certainly 60, but the problem is the min b'mino, which is not bottle even b'mashu. Ela she'gzeir sekasov hu l'Rabbi Yehuda she'ein a bottle b'minoi. It's gzeir sekasov that b'minoi. It's not bottle, lach malach is not bottle, b'mino, min b'mino, gzer sekasov, we learn it out from damapar and damasoy by Yom Kippur, that the blood of the par and the blood of the soy was mixed together, we say there's no bittle, so Behuda learns out from there that min b'mino is not bottle. But the Chum, and those who argue on Behuda say that that case is only by kachim, not by chulin. No, but in any case, so we see it's a gzer sekasov, that min b'mino is not bottle, mishum hachiki, Iko nami behadei min be'en amino. If you also have min be'en amino, amin in salak es mino kadesh yevatel hatam be'en amino. We say we remove the mino, and therefore the taste of the issue is bottle in the en amino. Umameil yehi mutu hakol, and therefore everything's mutu. Aval hocho ma oiser she'en amino b'noisin tam midar raisa. Well, the gusa is gusa no shal is ma she oiser en amino b'noisin tam midar raisa. The issue over here is the taste. Therefore, if it's spilled, afilu iko nami mina b'hadei, even if you have mina along with it, soif adayin b'sofik oimedes, it's still b'sofik v'sekad ayraisa l'chuma. Since the mina gives taste, it doesn't make a difference if there's mina along with it. It's still a sofik ayraisa. Now he doesn't explain why not. Why don't you say the opposite? Why don't you say like the Rashi says that the mina is mevatel the taste? So the Yehuda explains that the Mashal holds that by tam ki ikra, any time it gives more taste, it's not bottle. So over here, what's going to happen? You're going to have a stronger taste of meat because of the mino. Before now, let's say you had two pieces of heter meat and one piece of iser meat. So the taste of meat in the pot is now going to be stronger because of the taste of the iser. So now we're tasting the iser. Even though the meat taste is there anyway, since it's a stronger meat taste, therefore it's called tam ke'ikon, it's also d'oraisa, and it's a tzavak d'oraisa. And therefore you can't say, eselak she'en amino kimi she'enoi. Remove the en amino. Because it's taste. At the end of the day, there's more taste of meat. And therefore it's a tzavak d'oraisa, and therefore we cannot compare the Gemara to our case. That's the opinion of the Mashal. Comes to Taz and says, no. He goes like the Rashba. So he says, ulani is daiti nireh, in my humble opinion, it seems, divri ha-Rashba n'chinim uburim. The Rashba is correct and clear. The Hoda Aminon, the Gemara, Salak is Minoi. Where do we say Salak? What's the case of the Gemara? Hainu Kogoin, Basa Shchuta or Basa Novela. Vavoitiv, you have Shchuta meat, Hatter meat, Ve Basa Novela, and Novela meat. Vavoitiv, Vyesh Bavoitiv, Shishim Negra Basa Novela Lachud, and the 60 in the Voitiv and the pieces against the Novela by itself, means not against all three pieces. Vahayu Lanu Laimar, the Mikalmokin Basa Shchuta Yehi Aser. And nonetheless, we should say that the shchuta meat is aser, kiven shehu mina im ha'iser, since it's mina with the nevela, or b'mina le'mahane bitul shishim, and by mina 60 doesn't help. So in the pieces, even if it's a lot of pieces, it's min b'mina, the pieces are min b'mina, and therefore the pieces should be aser, because they got taste from the mino, from the aser piece. Some of the blios, which is lach, went into the heter pieces. So now you have a combination of lach balach, and therefore all the pieces should be aser. Okay, nonetheless, we don't say this. Since the shkuta meat, the heter meat, is only aser because of the mixture, we say that the mina is not, like it's not there, and the combination doesn't ruin it. Kivan shebatal b'shishim ha'iser b'boitev. Havia iser kamanda lesa. We say that the blios that came out of the iser, a bottle in 60 of rotav. Havia iser kamanda lesa. So now we say that the iser is like it's not there at all. The ain kana filu blia b'mashu. And therefore we say it's totally bottle and there's no mashu at all. And therefore the mutter pieces will be mutter. Vim kein huadin. Mamash l'dinan. It's the same thing by us. Sheminay bottle b'rov min haTorah. The min is bottle b'rov. Ve'en amina b'shishim l'kuli alma. And according to everybody, you need 16 ein amina. Ve'nesar v'basa shutim nevela v'rotav. The same case. Had to meat gets mixed up with nevela meat and rotav. Ve'en kan shishim l'batal nevela. And there's no 60 to b'batal the nevela. Nimtzit shish kan heter l'batal ha'iser b'basa shutim. Mitzad shehu roiv negdoi. We can say that the nevela is batal in the had to meet mitzachu roiv negdei since his roiv ubamina mahani roiv min haTorah and midaraisa roiv helps by minai elu shevoy lesser haroitev mitzach ein by shishim negdei iser, but we should ask for the rotav because he's no 60 against the iser nimser shenais and loy by tam and this tam of iser in the roitev lezamin and dechashvina leroitev kilu loy nesarev im nevela. We say we look at the rotav like it didn't get mixed up with the nevela. Kivin shekvar batla hanevela machmas ribui minoi, since the mutter pieces are already bottle. V'havi kamanda lesa, and now the mutter pieces like it's not there. Well, the heter mamish nechsheva isur legamri, and the isur is considered heter, even though the isur is giving taste, but since it's bottle on the other two pieces, it's considered heter. We can explain that the Taz looks at this case like the case of in Siman Kuf Tes. In Siman Kuf Tes of Beis, we'll see that if min b'minay, one piece of iser gets mixed up in two pieces of heter, and afterwards it's cooked, you only need 60 midor bonon. So here as well, if right away we look at the enamina like it's not there, so the mina is already bottled, so now you have min b'minay, and according to the Rosh, and possibly midor rice according to everybody, we say that the iser is nepach liyos heter, so it's all heter, and therefore even though the iser has given taste, it doesn't make a difference because now the iser is now considered heter. That's how it is. But the Rabbanon needs 60 even b'minoi because it's lach balach, because the blios are lach balach. Al kain kan sheish suffik. Therefore, over here that this is suffik. And why is shishim be'ene minoi neged ha'iser? There's a suffik if it's 60 and ene minoi against the iser. V'yefshu lamed alav kimen shu nishbach, and we have no way of measuring since it's spilled. Mutter. The Haruvis is mutter divshav. Kinalei adaraisa. We put it on the daraisa. The minoi bottle b'roiv. Since it's a suffix to a bottom, we put it on the daraisa. The minoi bottle b'roiv. That the minoi is bottle b'roiv. Ve'en tzarech shishim. And we don't need 60. Kivan she'efshe shohayu shishim b'she'en minoi. Since it's possible that it's 60 and ene minoi. V'chol zehu nachin. It is correct. Ve'en b'pikpok. And there's no uncertainty. Ve'ayin machu kasavti b'simen kuftes. Sef aleph. Mise. Look on simen kuftes. What he wrote over there. So now the Taz has one more point. V'dovo poshut shekan loy mayri elish nesarev b'fam achas b'minoi v'enimini, that it fell in to amina in enimini. Afl im nesarev b'tchila im enimini, if the nevela meat got mixed up in enimini v'acha kach nitoisiv shaminoi, and afterwards mina was added, and now it's min b'mina v'enimini, v'adik van asa nevela, it certainly became a nevela when it fell into the enimini, kodim shabal l'shaminoi, before the mina fell in, and therefore it's asa. Kenei v'lo nesdaiti. There's other nafkaminas that we'll learn in Siman Kuf Tes. Now, the rest of the towns we'll leave for the moment. It's Nogea to chicken and milk. Let's finish this discussion, then we'll come back to the rest of the towns. Just first to sum up, the towns is holding like the Rashba, that it's mortar. We say min b'mina b'ina mina is mortar, because you say the piece was bottled in the mina. So now, let's see the Shach, Sivkot Ches. So the Shach says, we have a question on this din. The Rashba brought in the Torah. Learns this din. That you say that ene mina is not there, lahokal. You say that the mina is not there, lahokal. And the enemy is Mabalab and Vatal. And the enemy is Mavatal the Minoy. The one that is like Minbe Minoy Le Bottle. According to the one that holds Minbe Minoy Le Bottle, they say Salek. So it compares it to our case as well. Adkan Lashani. That's the Torah. Vlade Dami Klal. So the Shach says there's no comparison. The Hosom Be Minoy Lav Benos and Tam also. But there is not. The Minoy is not also because of Tam. Hilka Chamun and Royness Minoy Kila Enoy. Therefore, you could say, we look at the minah like it's not there. Then it's batal b'she'ini minah. And the blios are batal na'ini minah. Aval hocha, eich nema voynes she'ini minah. Kilo einoi. How can we say, you look at the minah like it's not there? It's soif, hashtun eis and tam b'she'ini minah. L'maitzit gives taste in the minah. Vim ken have isfrika d'oraisa. Dilma, loy ha yisamach. Since it's possible that it gives tam, so therefore it's a soif d'oraisa, maybe there's no 60. Vim eis and tam, and it gives tam, therefore it's a soif d'oraisa. וכן עסק משל, ביסו ועתו שלוי, סמן פי היד. ובספרי, פרק הלבוסם סממבוב, בדין הרביעי, על זה אין שם. And just like the משל, so the shach is going like the משל, as we explained, and we could explain the same way in the shach, that since it gives taste, and there's more taste because of the iser, therefore it's tamke iker, and you can't just say magic that the enemin is not there, since it's giving taste. You can't compare it to the Gemara by Rabbi Yehuda. ומשקוסו הבח בזה, קושו, the mekol makim inayin lahamzi yehater kivin deloy domi klal v'yishtam nochayin lachalak b'neim. The Bach also goes like the Taz and matters it. He says similar to the Taz to explain the Rashba. The Shach says no, that since you can differentiate between our case and the case of Yehuda, that over here this Tam, therefore we can't say that the din of Yehuda necessarily applies to our case, and therefore it's going to be Aser. So the Shach says, "V'nirli shetegama Rashba panam shacham acharav loy amu ella lehatir es minoy." He says that even the Rashba only wants to matter the minoy. Lafuke deloy neima kiven hashda nafal be'ena minoy em ken havele sveka deraisa, and he wants to come to exclude that we don't say that even the minoy is aser since it fell into ena minoy. Ela minan roynes she'ena minoy kilo enoy. We look at the ena minoy like it's not there. V'asha minoy rabo alav umavatli. And the mina is mevatlet. V'hano d'dayek lishna d'if v'ashar minay rabolov. The havel of the meimav minay rabolov. Said the extra word v'ashar minay mevatlov. The rest of the mina is mevatlov. It looks like according to the shach that he only wants to matter the minay. Ela mishum de'en she'en a mina aser k'alma de minay hanisha rabolov. And since the ena minay is aser, he says that the minay that's left is more. And therefore the minoy is mutter. So according to the Shach wants to say that the Rashba also only permits the minoy. But the ene minoy is aser. That's the Shach. So coming out now, that if the Shach is holding it, it's also like the Mashal. So in summary of till now, the according to Taz and the Mechaber, it's mutter. The Bach also holds like the Taz. And according to the Shach, the Mashal, the ene minoy, or possibly even the minoy, is aser. Then we brought in the Shir that the Pichadosh agrees to the Mashal. The Chavazatz explains the Taz that the taste that comes out of the Isser is mortal in the taste that comes out of the Heter. So even amongst the Blios, you have Mimbemino and its bottle. But on this, the Chachosodom and the Primogodom say, how do you know that they come out equally? How do you know each piece gives off the same amount or at the same time? Maybe the Isser gives off before the Heter and it's going to be Aser. So the Maisa you have, on one side you have the Mechaber, Taz, Bach, and Chavastas. On the other hand you have the Mashal, Shach, Pichodosh, Primogodim, and Chacham Sodom that say it's Aser. That's the summary of Min B'minoy V'ein Minoy. The next discussion is the end of the Taz, Sif Katan Hay, what's it then by
chicken and meat. So the Taz says, by the words of Kosev B'teres Chatos, in the Mechon, five wide lines down, towards the end of the line. So the Taz says, V'kosev b'teres chatos klal pehei b'shem iser v'heter. The Teres Chatos says, in the name of the iser v'heter, afilu im nafal cholov lebasa oif, even if milk fell into chicken, shehu drabonim, which is drabonim, v'nishbach, and it's spilled, aser, the food is aser. Hayel v'tamke ikos d'araisa, since tamke ikos d'araisa. Since tamke ikos d'araisa, it's suffolk d'araisa, and therefore it's aser. So the Taz asks, ulechuva tamuim ma'i dvarv. Rivakash on his words. The ma mahani shatam kikur hu. So what that we say tam kikur is daraisa? Afilu me'iku be'ein, lo yabe ele isa du'abonon. Even if the iku is be'ein, even if the chicken's be'ein, it's only an isa du'abonon. Chicken and milk is only an isa du'abonon. Afim ha'isha teisa ba'achshav, the basa oif b'chalav du'abonon. According to the way we hold now, the basa oif b'chalav is du'abonon. So what's the difference? The tapkik is du'abaisa. Chicken and milk itself is du'abonon. O be'emes, lo kosov isa v'hetu b'zeh, shu du'abonon. It doesn't say in isa v'hetu that chicken and milk is du'abonon. Like the Torah Chatzis quotes from his name. In other words, it doesn't say in Isser V'Hetu, like the Torah Chatzis is saying that chicken and milk is du'abonon. Nimsa Hushu Kosov Zeh, Lamandasov, Le Basa Oif, U Daivaisa. The Isser V'Hetu holds, like the Mandi Omer, chicken and milk is Daivaisa. And therefore it's a Sefer Daivaisa. V'chein Kosov Hu Behedu, Klal Mem. That's where the way the Isser V'Hetu says explicitly in Klal Mem, that chicken and milk is daraisa, and therefore we have to suffer daraisa. Therefore, the Isser V'Hetu is understood. There's no question on the Ramah that the Ramah quotes him specifically that Basar Oif is the Rabbanon. That's not a question on the Ramah. Because it could be in the Isser V'Hetu that the Ramah had, it says like he wrote. Like we find in the end of the Chuvas Ramah, Shukasav b'midia achrini, that says regarding something else, Shabanusak shaloi b'isav ha'eter k'sav yad loyhoi yukasav k'mosh hu b'nitvasim. The handwritten isav ha'eter that he had was different than the ones that were published. So we see that the Ramah had a different isav ha'eter. So the fact that he's quoting the isav ha'eter that says Basa oif is drabbanon, even though it doesn't say that by us, is not a question on the Ramah, because it could be he had a different text. Elash etzorchion b'mashu kasav. But he still remained with the original question that he says that you have to be machmir because tamkik is daraisa. Even according to the way he says it in the text, that the Sevatu says that chicken and milk is duabonon, it's still a question. Why do you call it l'chumma that tamkik is daraisa? So what? If basa if b'chalav itself is duabonon, so is itself a duabonon? Avol niwe de shapa kama ramo. The Tanakh says no. The Ramah is saying correctly. The kibun the metzinu b'basa b'chalav. Since we find by basa b'chalav, by the issue of basa b'chalav, in other words, by chicken and milk, she'asu chacham chizuk l'divrayim kishal toiru mamish, that the rabbanon strengthened the words, like basa b'chalav doi vaisa, kagoyim. For example, le'inyan achilas gvina achabasa, like by eating cheese after meat, kama shekasav ish simen peites sefalav, like we find in simen peites sefalav, that you have to wait 6 hours after eating chicken to eat milk. Just like you have to wait 6 hours after eating meat, even though it's only drabbanon. The same thing, the opposite, by hot cheese, that the Ramah brings machmir. Then you have to wait 6 hours to eat meat, the same thing as you have to wait 6 hours to eat cheese. V'chein v'leish simen peches, le'inyin l'haluiz al shulchan, and also in the beginning of simen peches, that you can't put meat and cheese on the same table, the same thing is by chicken and cheese, that you shouldn't put them on the same table. So we see that we give the din of basar, oif, b'chalav, of chicken and milk, the same din as meat and milk, even though it's only drabbanon, because it strengthens the words that it has the same dinim as meat and milk. And it's not considered a gzera onto a gzera, one gzera onto another. And we have a rule in gzera gzera gzera. Over here we don't say that. But makor, mimwashi isa b'gmora b'zeh b'perikol ha'basar, the makor is in the gmora, in the 8th verse of Chulin, Perakal Abbasid, of Kuf Dalanam and Beis, the Gzeru L'Gzeru Hu B'Zeh, Kama Gzeru Achas. That in this case, it's all considered one Gzeru, and therefore it's not considered Gzeru L'Gzeru, and therefore we give the din of cheese and milk the same thing as meat and milk. But chicken is the same din as meat. Al-Kain, Gam B'Zeru L'Hachmir, Bo'if Gzeru Atu Nishmach B'Asa B'Hem. Therefore, since we see that we give chicken and milk the same din as meat and milk, so over here too, as well, even though meat, chicken and milk is drabbanon, since meat and milk that spills some kikas daraisa, we give it the same din, and therefore you have to be machmer by chicken and milk. If it spills, you don't know if it's 60, even though it's a suffix drabbanon, you have to be machmer like meat and milk, and say that it's aser. So now that answers the question, what about min b'minai? We see min b'minai is iser into hater, that we make up. So why we make up? And it spills the ancient gzeira out of isa d'oraisa. So we don't find that you gave it the strictness of an isa d'oraisa. How can this land shom l'kut l'hakol? Therefore, by regular min b'minai of isa and heter, we go l'hakol, v'yesh roiv lahatir, when it's void against it. So that's the Taz. The Taz holds that chicken, that milk falls into chicken, are the opposite, and it spills, you don't know if it's 60, we have to machmir and give it the same din as basar, v'chala, daibaisa, even though chicken itself is only darabonim. And therefore it's also, unless we know for sure that it's 60. However, the Shach argues no more. Let's see the Shach. The Shach is in Sifkot and Zayin. Let's see inside. The Shach says, "Aval im nesav b'she'inemina, if Issa gets mixed up in enemina, kasta b'toras chatas kal pehe tin yud gemel b'shem Issa b'hetu klon lemon zayin. The toras chatas brings it to b'heter, the same one that's quoted in the Taz. Da filum chonafa chalav lebasa oif shu d'abanan. That even if milk falls into chicken, which is d'abanan, afilu hachi im nishmach aser." Nonetheless, if it spills, it's also hoil with tamkiyga devaisa. Since tamkiyga devaisa, mechem pirush misimonov. And that's how he says in the simonim at the end of Teres Chatos. The simonim is Teres Chatos. He says the same thing. Vehu tamua. The Shach says that this Teres Chatos is questionable. Daha mikom makayim afilo iku basa b'cholov. The oif gufay ene alam midrabanan. Was basa b'cholov itself, chicken and milk, is only midrabanan. V'im kena v'sveka midrabanan. Ula kula. Therefore, it's a sveka midrabanan. Same kasha as it does. So then the Shach brings a proof. B'hachim muchach lehedjum imah shehebi ha-rashba v'shar poiskim raya le'isr shehu lefaninu. The Rashba and the other poiskim bring a raya to asr isr that's in front of us. V'yev shalam el shiyuray. Like we'll see in Sif Gimel, if you have isr that's in front of us and we don't know how to estimate, the internal nakal, that we don't go l'kula. When do we go l'kula? Only if it's spilled. It's impossible to estimate, but if it's in front of us and we just don't know how to estimate, then you don't call it l'kula. We'll see shortly. So Gimel have two reasons. That's Shaitim, as we'll see soon. So the Rashba and the other boys can bring a raya that you don't call l'kula, where it's in front of us, mikchal, disu d'rabanan. The chal of shkuta d'rabanan. See about chal, that you need 60, and we don't estimate that even though chal of shkuta is d'rabanan, the whole issue of chal, the other, is only d'rabanan, because the milk of that was came out after the animal is shechted is drabanan. Nonetheless, we cannot estimate. There must be certainly 60. So therefore also, if the issue is in front of us and we don't know how to estimate, even by an issue drabanan, we have to go lechumra. That's the proof of the Rashba in Sif Gimel. So the Shach is saying that from there you see that basar b'chol of drabanan, it's also treated like a regular drabanan. Because if we'd say that basar b'chol of drabanan is more chomor, is more strict than, and we give it the din of a issur d'oraisa. So you can't bring a proof to all other issur d'rabanans that if it's in front of us and we don't know how to estimate that it's asur, because maybe that's only by basar b'chol of d'rabanan, which is stricter than any other issur d'rabanan. So from the fact that we can bring a proof from basar b'chol of d'rabanan b'chal to all issur d'rabanan that if it's in front of us and we cannot estimate that you have to go to chumrah, so we see that basar b'chol of d'rabanan has the same din of any other d'rabanan, and it's not any stricter than any other issur d'rabanan. So according to the Taz, we'll have to say that when the d'rabanan make the gzera more strict, that's only by basar oif b'chol of, only by chicken and milk. That's where the d'rabanan made their issur like a d'oraisa, but not by other basar b'chol of d'rabanan. Over here, the issur is chol of shchuta, which is a different d'rabanan. It needs to be looked into what's the difference, one and the other. But that's what we find. And it's only by basar oif b'chalav that's more strict. And therefore, it's not a question on the Taz. But in any case, the Shach holds there's no difference between basar oif b'chalav and basar and chalav shchuta. And therefore, he says that we see that that basar b'chalav d'rabanan is like any other issur d'rabanan. And therefore, since it's like any other issur d'rabanan, we should call it kula. Ein shom b'dayk. So the Shach says, "V'ein sevkot tes." We see in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph by Toilin, we have two parts, so one at the end of Taruvus. If you have two parts and an Isser, the Rabbanon falls into one of them, we can go Lakula. If, for example, the case is that one part is Asr and one part is Mutter, so we can say that the Isser fell into the Isser part by Isser Rabbanon, since it's a Sefer Rabbanon. There's no difference if it's a Shir Rabbanon or an Isser Rabbanon. If an Isser Rabbanon fell into one of the parts, or if the Raisa fell in, and one part it's Batal Midrabanan, and one part will be Batal Ibn Midrabanan, so we say that it fell into the part that is Batal Ibn Midrabanan. So we see there's no difference between whether the Isra is inherently Asr or it's a Shir Durabanan. So therefore, by us, since by Mem B'minay, which is a Shir Durabanan, we go the Kula. So therefore, by Basar Oif B'chalav, which is an Isra Durabanan, we should also go the Kula. So the Shach says, "Double Ma'ayin be'isur v'hetur yireh ta'avav l'kiven yofei." If you look into the isur v'hetur, you see that the Ramah did not say correctly. The words of the isur v'hetur are: "Im nishbacha ma'ayim shebegdera la'achon nefilas isur." If the water spilled from the pot after the isur fell in, v'safek m'hayiv shom samach mitkila eloi, and there's a safek if there was 60 to begin with, meaning when it was hot. Of course, if it's still hot now and on the fire, it doesn't help you. But now it's cold and it's spilled, and we don't know if it's 60. Because of the smack, did you shenoy gun kub bin otam, the tam ki ikud ervaisa. That we hold up with bin otam, tam ki ikud ervaisa, and therefore you go to lachuma. But don't have a sveka lachuma, you have to go lachuma. But adkan, va filu nofal cholab la tafshi shol basa oif, and even if milk fell into chicken, the ain't chilak ad kala shani. Even chicken and milk is the same thing, you have to go lachuma. But what's the lima? The ain't chilak, that's lina la time, eh? Shukasa b'kal mam din vav, the basa oif mechalab avi davaisa. He goes according to what he holds in klal mem that chicken and milk is daraisa. Ve'en chilak ben basa oif lebeheima b'chol mili, and there's no difference between chicken and meat at all. Akan l'shenei. So the shach is saying that the basa that the sevahetu is going according to his shita. So this also the Taz answered that could be that the Ramah had a different text of the sevahetu. Chen kasa b'kam aduchti. So the shach concludes that b'mayt kamelam b'sreish simin peizayin the basa oif b'chol av drabonon shita d'etolam l'kan lohakol. But according to what we hold, that chicken and milk is drabonon, it's pashut kol kula b'zeh bor, and that's clear. So the Shach is saying that with chicken and milk we will go le kula, not like the Taz. So that covers the main points of Sif Beis. Now we'll see Sif Gimel.
So the Mechaber says, "B'med v'mamurim, when do we say that by min b'mino that we go le kula? K'shenishbach where it spills, aval iser, shenisaruv beheter, but iser that falls into heter." And the issue is in front of us. And we cannot estimate the shear. Even though it's an issue to Rabbanon, Asur. The Tavuvis is Asur. And we don't know for sure that it's 60. So there's two reasons, as we'll see soon, in the Taz and the Shach. So let's see first the Taz. The Taz says, The Mordechai in Avodah Zorah, Perak HaSoicher, Nosan Tam gives the reason, the Das Shoitim any klum. That lack of knowledge is not considered a suffix. Nechen Kosov Shari Dora Beseh, and Shari Dora says the same thing. Oka Einze Kosov Beis Yosef Lekamon Simen Kuv Tzadik, Bedin Lov Shoh Cholok Shen Niskabes, Venimtsa Lov Kesem Beshem Arashba Ledasa Vaivet. The Beis Yosef brings the same thing in Hilchas Nida, Simen Kuv Tzadik, and the name of the Rashba according to the Vaivet. In the case of a lady that wears a garment that was washed and was found on it a stain, a kesem, and we don't know if the kesem came from before the garment was washed or afterwards. So the Beis Yosef says, "She'ein zeh kesfika d'rabbanan." This is not a suffix d'rabbanan. The suffix habo mimiyut hakora ain't a suffix. The suffix that comes from lack of knowledge is not a suffix. Tim ein zeh boki or makir. That if this lady doesn't know how to check if it came from before the washing or after. Achoyaka, there are others that can check. As it's possible to know if the stain came from before the washing or afterwards. So if this lady does not know how to check, doesn't know how to tell if it came from before the washing or afterwards, it's not a suffix, and therefore it will be usur. V'haynu b'efshalom ekam ala demilsa. That's in a case where it's possible to check. Since it's possible to check, and this specific lady does not know how to check, therefore it's not called a suffix, and therefore it's usr. Adkan l'shani. So the same thing by us, since you don't know how to check, the issue is in front of us, and the person does not know how to check, therefore it's usr. So the Taz says, v'yishlahakshus, we can ask, m'ashakosav ator simen pay aleph, from what the Torah writes in simen pay aleph. L'hato agvino is betrefis shal yidei sircha, to permit cheeses that comes from an animal that has a trefa through a sircha. A sircha is a clinging that happens on the hole of the lung. So there are certain sirchas that show that there was a hole, and therefore it would be asur, and there are certain sirchas that are mutter. So the Torah wants to say that cheese that comes from such an animal that has such a trefa should be mutter. Why? Because if we would be experts to tell which sircha is which, would be able to matter it through checking. Therefore it's a svek sveka. Since there's also a suffix over there, if the milk came from the animal before the trefa happened or after. So you have the suffix if the milk came before, the animal became a trefa, and then we have a suffix if it's a trefa at all, because maybe this sircha is not really a trefa. So therefore it's a sfek, and the Torah says it's mutter. So the Taz says, Alma de chesor bekiyas shmei suffix. Ve'inyan isa d'oraisa, t'tzoch sfek sveka. We see that over this it's an isa d'oraisa of trefis, and we see that you can count the suffix chesor and bekiyas, the lack of knowledge, to the sfek sveka, which you need to matter a d'oraisa. V'kan lo yichashvin alev the suffix klal. And over here, we don't use the lack of knowledge as a suffix at all. But Makom Shaddai b'suffix echad, kivin shu d'rabbanan. By us, it's an isa d'rabbanan, and therefore you only would need one suffix. And we don't use the lack of knowledge as a suffix. So what's the difference? Why over here don't we use a lack of knowledge as a suffix? And over there, we use the lack of knowledge to count as a suffix to help us make a sfek sveka. So the Taz says, v'tzorach leimar, d'davka kanda yesh chesaron b'kiyas l'misha in baki. It's only by us we're. It's a lack of knowledge to those that are not baki. Aval acherim v'adai yochel esbara. But there are others that could check, that do know how to estimate, and figure out if it's 60. Zeu davka le'mikri sefer klal. That's where we don't say it's a suffix. Masha enkin b'sircha d'hasam. Av over there by a sircha. Kol hadoin became a zeh. There's no one in the generation that's an expert in sirchas, which is treif and which is not. So it's a suffix l'chol hador. And therefore it's called a suffix. Therefore, it's not a question from Simon Pei Aleph. Now the Taz has another question. El dekasha da mai hevig kan hator hilkach chal dazlina lahachmir. The Torah says that from the fact that we see over here that by sefik d'rabbanon that a lack of knowledge is not a suffik. So therefore, by chal as well, we go lechomra. V'hainu mitam sheif shelo anu la'amoid al hashir. Since we can't estimate this shear, we don't know how to estimate how much milk comes out of the chal. Therefore, we need 60 against the whole kachal. V'zeu koylel l'chol ador. But over there, it's a suffix. To the whole generation, no one knows how to estimate how much comes out of a kachal. So, if we say that only a suffix, that to individuals is a suffix, but a suffix l'chol ador is a suffix, so by kachal, it should be a suffix l'chol ador, and should be mutter. You shouldn't have to use a bigger shear. It should be a suffix. And you shouldn't need 60 against the whole kachal. So the Taz says, v'nila taretz, the yesh kan beis tzdadim misafek dechsaron bekis. There's two types of a suffix lack of knowledge. Hatzad echad, the first type of suffix. Hu b'makayim she yesh suffix imhu muter or aser, ve'ein shum tikun leima ad heichan hoylecha iser. Where there's a suffix of its muter or aser, and there's no end until where the suffix goes. Elim toimar aser ya aser gamer. If we say it's aser, we aser completely. V'hainu, hachta hachat, that's like our case. Im ein a baki l'shayr, if he does not know how to estimate, it'll be aser. U'b'zeh aminan dem hoya chasorin l'chol hador. So in such a case we say, that is if it's a lack of knowledge to the whole generation, hayinu holchim boi l'hakel. Kiven shu suffik to abonim. We go l'hakel since it's a suffik to abonim. Aval ima chasorin l'yichidim, but if it's a lack of knowledge to individuals, ain't a suffik, it's not called a suffik. It's not a sheni. The other type of suffik, bima suffik hu, Be'eze inyan nishayer. If it's a suffix, which estimation we use? K'yesh lano shnei shiurim. There's two measurements. Hainu, hahi b'kchal. Like by the case of kchal. She suffix im nishayer b'kchal atzmai. If it's suffix, it's a suffix if you estimate against the kchal itself. Oy b'madim nafuk amane. Or you only need against how much milk comes out. So we have two measurements. We don't know which measurement to use. Okay, then he says to skip the parentheses. So he says, "B'zeh azin al hachman." Such a case, you go to hachman. Afilo machsoron l'chol ha'olam. Even if the chsoron is to the whole world, kivan shiyesh al kapanim lefaneinu shir acher sheyotzem es suffix. Since we have another measurement that will take us out of the suffix, v'adidi chachish shenla. You have to use the bigger measurement. V'le'amrin and davi suffix to abanan l'hakol. We don't say suffix to abanan l'hakol. Kivan da suffix hu machmes chisoron yudia. Since it's a lack of knowledge. So the Taz says, "Nimtza da hachik kama ator kan azin al chumah." The Torah says we go lechoma im hu ena baki l'shayer kivon sheyeshacherim sheyoidim. Since there are others that know how to estimate, alkei and also legamri. Therefore, it's also completely hilchach b'kchal. Therefore, b'kchal davi suffik ben kulei oibemad enafik kunei. The suffik is whether we measure against the whole kchal or how much comes out. As then gam ken lechoma, we also go lechoma masharinan b'kulei, and we have to estimate against the whole kchal. Given sho duhu lefanenu since it's in front of us, ve'ef shel shavei, and we don't know how to measure. So it's just a comparison to our case. It's not exactly the same case according to the Torah. The Torah says that just like we find in our case specific to a bonon, where lack of knowledge doesn't help us, therefore b'chal, also a lack of knowledge is not called a suffix, but by us it's because it's other people that know about it to know, but there it's because we have a bigger shear. I will call heichad shas suffix hu l'chol ha'oilam. However, where the suffix is to the whole world, b'avi a suffix imhu asol gamri on mutter, and the suffix is whether it's completely asol on mutter, as linlan l'kohula, we go l'hokol, b'hainu ha'hi d'gvinois shechashvina la ze l'suffix. That's the case of cheese, that we call it a suffix, b'avi svek sveika, and it's called a svek sveika because it's a suffix to the whole world. So the task continues, so b'zema turetz, gam kushya shel b'is yasif. This answers the question of the b'is yasif, the hikshah, Lomo kosev ator hilko chal. Why does the Torah say therefore chal? That chal is compared to our case. V'havash b'loma din zem chal, and the vash b'loma our case from chal. It's the opposite. Well, v'imach shekasavti nicha. So the Tan says according to what I wrote, it's good. The kvar yesh plukta b'simen pei aleph ben havash b'lavash. We have a machlokes and simen pei aleph between the vash and the vash b'zeh. In this case, the la havash bo aminen afilu b'sefek lechol ha'olam machmas b'kius havi kamoi b'yochid. The Rashba says that a suffix to the whole world is like a suffix to individuals. And it's not called a suffix. According to the Rashba, there's no difference between a suffix to individuals or a suffix to the whole world. And therefore the Gvinus are asur, because it's not called a suffix. Any suffix, because of a lack of knowledge, is not called a suffix. And therefore, by cheese, it's asur, but lechashiv looks sveksveka, and it's not called a sveksveka. Al-kain, shaper, yolof, lahach, mil, semichal. Therefore, he can learn our case from Kal. Alf al gav de bekhal have a suffix lechol oilam. Even though khal is a suffix to the whole world, bekan who is suffix liyachad, in our case is a suffix to individuals, mekal mokam shavim heim ledidei. Nonetheless, according to him, they're equal. There's no difference between a suffix to individuals and a suffix to the whole world. It's not called a suffix. And therefore, you can learn our case out of khal, because there's no difference between the two. Avla torkan, also besvar basa avravash de yeshchiluk ben chasar and habikis. The Torah that goes after his father, the Rosh, that holds that there's a difference by lack of knowledge between an individual and the whole world. He cannot learn our case from Chal. Because according to him, there's a difference. Because our case is individuals and the Chal is to the whole world. He says that Loshen Hilkach, just like by a Chasoran Bekius to an individual, Amrinon, Kan, so to Kal, which is a chasaron bekiyus to the whole world, as linan lechomer v'gol lechomer, linan chilak hashir, by the difference of measurements, ben kula lemad nafuk mani, whether we go after the whole thing or what comes out. So he's just comparing Kal to our case, even though they're not exactly the same. V'kol nicha b'sata d'shmaya, and everything's good, b'sata d'shmaya. Gam b'simen pei alef sif beis, kasafti mein zeh. The Taz says that you wrote the same in Simon Pei Beis. The Makom Shetoli Bechson Yadil, in a place where it's a lack of knowledge, Yishla Hachma, but Makom Shefshilasis Takona, Lassis Menestafik. You should go Lachuma in a place where you can get out of the Safik. A Goyin Lain in Beitza, Alphagav the Humedrabonon, Sham, the Hominatera Chabetrei Bottle. Even if you do a Bonon, you take the bigger shear, you need 60, since there's a bigger shear, even though it's a Safik to a Bonon, you go Lachuma. Let's see that Shach Sivkon Tess. So the Shach says, "V'hu lefanenu, v'yef shalamid alav, pirish she'al kol ponim b'kiim anu she'yesh boi roiv." We know that it's roiv. Ela she the ain anu b'kiim im yesh boi samach, but we don't know if it's 60, oilai or not. Or she ain anu yoidim kama isur nafik menei. We don't know how much isur came out, according to the girsa on the side. V'gam havi meisurim shall do upon it, and it's also an issue to do upon it. Afilo hachi ain toil in the hokal. Nonetheless, we don't call a kula, because the kaimalanka bikchal. Le'el simen tzadok, like we found by kchal. Vatam, kosok, paiskum, the reason is, the suffix atoli bichson yadia, a suffix that's a lack of knowledge, loy mikri suffix, not called a suffix, the das shaitim huze. Masha enkin bevesha, however, in Siv Beis, the bo ha suffix machma, mikoech shenishbach, that it's spilled, it's not a chson yadia. Then it brings another reason. Ran kosav mishum the bedava sheyaf shelamed alav. That's something that we cannot measure. He as leaning lekula. If we would go lekula, yehu kol ha'isurim b'safek. All isurim would be b'safek. B'chol echad yishayer b'mashen near be'enav. Everyone would do their own estimation, and it will come out that sometimes it would be aser, because people don't know how to estimate. Therefore, the Chum said, a blanket rule, that unless you know for sure that the 60 is Asr. But something that only happens once in a while, like by where it spills, okay, governor is lenukula. In such a case, we go lakula. That's the shach. So in summary, the shach is bringing two reasons why we go lachum in our case, either because of das shoytim, it's a lack of knowledge, it's not called a suffix, or because it's going to come out that people will estimate where it's really aser. And we'll say it's mutter where it's really aser. And the Taz says that when do we say we go lachum, that's only if it's a suffix to individuals, or you have another measurement that you can use. But if it's a suffix to the whole generation, and there's no other measurement, in such a case, we'd go lakula. That's Siv Gimel.